But no, in fact, it's super important. And it's super important that you do it now. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Grand Central Bakery, with multiple locations throughout Portland. Open every day 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and offering coffee, artisan breads, pastries, soups, and sandwiches. Lunch was provided by Namaste Indian Cuisine, located at 1403 Northeast Widler Street. Open every day with lunch and dinner buffets serving vegetarian and non-vegetarian items from 11 to 9:30 p.m. Dinner was provided by Karam Lebanese and Syrian Cuisine, located at 515 Southwest 4th Avenue. Open Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday till 10 p.m., and Sunday 2 to 9 p.m., offering a wide selection of traditional Lebanese and Syrian dishes.
It's 10 o'clock here at KBOO Portland. Thanks for tuning in this morning, and thanks for joining us in membership. We really appreciate that. Coming right up, it's Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. And then at 10:15, we've got Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock, The Dirtbag digs into pruning kiwis and grapes, pollination, and also starting veggies in February. And right now, we're going to get right to Air Cascadia. Thanks for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, February 8th, 2017, and you are listening to KBOO Portland. You're listening to Air Cascadia broadcast live from the unsinkable membership KBOO Portland, your community radio, sanctuary radio, or Cascadia alternative radio for the alt. Normal sailing the high seas at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Is your membership all at sea? If so, then dock it right here, right now, today. This is the first day of the redoubtable KBOO membership. And we are here, want to first up thank you beforehand. Because why bother after? I always say tip first before you sit down for dinner, because it'll be a lot better than if you tip afterwards. Now is the time. to get on board and make your voice, make your presence known. Because one way you could do that in today's capitalist society is by putting your money up front. And that's what we want to encourage everybody to do. Because, you know, it's more fun that way. The weather, a little bit of weather today. We've got rain, of course, and pounded down under the ground with hard wind. Cloudy, highs near 44. And for tonight, lows around 42. And the rain continues all the way through to tomorrow, Thursday morning, dawning cloudy with a high eventually, I guess, near 54. For tomorrow night, lows around 43. And so it goes. The pattern continues. Ed Fallon joins us today with Bold Iowa, as many, many listeners know. The Dakota Access Pipeline has, of course, been given the go-ahead. What did we really expect? And why, in God's name, didn't we stop Trump before he even got into office? He is a madman. He is a madman. And we, instead of demanding this and that here and there in the form of tiny little nicks and jabs at him, why not just go for the money shot and get him evaluated psychologically? A president is supposed to be in good health, right? Mentally, physically, all of that. There are many reasons, there are many good reasons for Donald Trump to be psychologically evaluated to see if he is in fact fit to be the leader of the somewhat not very free world. Just saying that that might be something to take into consideration whenever the impeachment, the word, crops up. That said, Ed Fallon joins us with Bold Iowa. We're getting a report right there from the front lines. We've heard a great deal from the Sacred Rock people, the camps, that, of course, they knew that somehow that their presence would be called for to see this thing right through to the bitter end, and they're staying. And in Iowa, other developments are happening. We're really glad to welcome Ed back to the KBOO airwaves with an update on what Bold Iowa is doing in response to the Army Corps of Engineers' unprecedented order canceling the environmental review of the Dakota Access Pipeline. There hasn't even been an environmental impact statement here, people. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Yeah, sure. The the president's actions are unprecedented, not just because I can't think of a situation where the Army Corps of Engineers has basically canceled an environmental impact statement process in midstream. I mean, we still had till February 20th to submit comments, and now the hundreds of thousands of people who have submitted comments, all that's going to be disregarded. And not only is the president and the Army Corps canceling the environmental study, but they are fast tracking the entire process instead of the usual 14-day period between that action and actually issuing the permit. They're doing it in 24 hours, so that could be today, it could be tomorrow. And so all across the country, there's been a call to action. I think I first saw it initiated by the Indigenous Environmental Network and Dallas mm-hmm. Gold Tube, and that call to action is to indicate just how upset we are about this heavy-handed, dictatorial, you know, a move by the president. And again, not only that, but he isn't even speaking. Either he's totally clueless, or he's a pathological liar, possibly both. Mm-hmm. To say on national TV that he's had not a single complaint, not a single phone call upset about his decision on the pipelines. I mean, that he's got to know he's lying. He's got to know he's lying. I hope actually that statement just backfires totally.
But he knows that lying works. That was the genius. I've been saying that for years and years now. The genius of the Republican Party was when it suddenly realized that many things that it did were illegal. And at times they even got caught red-handed doing the illegal. But they dawned on them that lying though frowned upon by the Bible, it was not in fact illegal unless you were in court, and then it was perjury. But no, lying was perfectly okay, and in many situations. So that's what they are piled on board, and lying has been Trump's main ace in the hole in every situation. This is going on in Iowa. The response there, what have you've talked to lots of farmers, you've heard from people in Iowa. Can you tell us a little bit about what people are saying there?
Well, again, people are really upset that this is moving forward so quickly and without the appropriate environmental analysis. And the big push we've been making here in Iowa is to make sure that environmental study includes Iowa. There's no reason just to focus on the Missouri River in North Dakota. It continues to flow through South Dakota, Iowa, onto Missouri, and the whole length of it needs to be studied, and impacts beyond the Missouri River, other bodies of water, and certainly the climate impact as well. And so we've been pushing hard to make sure the Corps would do a complete study, and now instead of doing a complete study, they're doing no study at all. So people are upset.
And of course with good reason. There's a little bit of talk about rerouting this thing, but it seems that they've come a long way. It might benefit Iowa, however. What do you hear on that?
Well, rerouting, it wouldn't help Iowa. They would probably reroute it around Standing Rock somehow, and then still come through South Dakota and into Iowa, so it wouldn't benefit us at all. And you know, more importantly, if you're going to be pumping 570,000 gallons of crude oil through a pipeline every day and pumping those greenhouse gases up into the atmosphere eventually, it doesn't matter where it flows. It's all a bad idea.
Yeah.
So that was part of our call too, was to say, look, study the climate, put a climate test on this, as the president has done in the past, President Obama did in the past. So it didn't happen. So people are upset, and we're rallying today in Des Moines, and I know there are people in at least three dozen cities around the country who are taking action today, including a group gathering in front of the White House. And, you know, we'll see what happens in Standing Rock, but I know that the tribe has officially asked people not to come, and we certainly respect the decisions made by the elders who are, you know, appointed with that authority, but I think realistically, there's probably going to be quite a bit of a response at Standing Rock as well.
And thank you so much for that, Ed. We're totally out of time. We're in a membership drive mode at today. This is the first day of the KBOO winter membership. Just to add on to what Ed has been talking about, January 25th, Donald Trump's team enlisted the Atlantic Coast Pipeline among the White House's top priorities for what he calls infrastructure projects. Don't be fooled by Donald Trump's talk of infrastructure. What he means by that has got nothing to do with repairing anything that affects real people. All that means is more pipelines, more drilling, more fracking. And there's talk of privatizing the corporation for public broadcasting, cutting Social Security, cutting all of that. And finally, tomorrow, I just want to let you know that there's a very good chance that we'll be talking with Barrett Browning, one of the most endangered of the journalist species right now.
That will be fantastic, Chris. We look forward to that conversation. As we know, people around Cascadia look forward to your commentaries and your interviews every weekday here at KBOO, your community radio station. Chris, thank you so much for your great work. And we are, I'm Ani, I'm here with Kyle, and we are asking you right now to be inspired by Chris's work, to be inspired by this information, and to come together and support KBOO. That's by giving us a call at 877-500-5266. We work really hard. Our volunteers work super hard to keep you informed about local activist groups, about what's going on here in Portland, around the region, and really around the world. We help to get the word out, to spread the truth about how people can participate in a lively, broad-based social change movement. We offer broadcast access to activists, to organizers who are shut out of other media resources, and that's why we ask you. That's why it's so important that you take this moment to commit to this community radio station and to support us in a sustaining monthly kind of way. Go ahead, dig down deep into your pocketbook. $10 a month adds up to $120 in a year. It would put us over the top of our goal for this segment, and make that call. Make it happen. Make it real. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm. This is your moment. Don't wait. Just give us a call. It's fine. Jump on in, close that loop, and reciprocate. Your financial support adds up to so much here, so much in the ways of strength and making us stronger together, holding us together so that we can face these rather perilous times. And I'm really not overstating that. It is really only in acting together that we can overcome this. So please do take a moment right now. 877-500-5266. Online, you can join us, kboo.fm. You can also come on in to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. However you can connect with us now. 877-500-5266.
Today on Flashpoints, the Army Corps of Engineers flips the script and gives Energy Transfer Partners the final easement to build the Dakota Access Pipeline. You know, that's the one that the President of the United States is invested in. We'll speak to AIM founder Bill Means about what comes next. We'll also feature a poem about Standing Rock by the poet Rafael Jesus Gonzalez. And we'll also hear, on a different front, a bank examiner's view of how Donald Trump plans to roll back minimal Wall Street reforms without further ado. I'm Dennis Bernstein, all this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio, this coming out of Standing Rock. Today, Tuesday, February 7th.